is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour three of the program. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, then coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about some pretty scary gun regulations that have been proposed in D.C. First, we go to Bob in New York. Bob, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind, Bob?
Okay, I got two questions. I'm just going to put them out there, and then I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to listen to what you guys have to say about it, okay?
That'll make a great conversation.
Well,
we may stop you after the first question, but go ahead.
Okay. I guess this is like a rhetorical question. What do you do with a guy that pledges an oath to the Constitution, swears to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic? And then I find out today on Rents, there's an article, military to pledge oath to Obama, not Constitution. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is extremely frustrated.
Whoa. Before you go on, you cited Rents as a source.
Yes.
And I just don't find him credible. So where is it really coming from? Is it actually his website that's making these claims, or is it an actual news story linked to from somewhere else?
Correct.
Where's the actual source?
It's conservative news and reporting news for the rest of us. Michael Chang.
And you're saying that they're going to swear an oath to the president and not to the Constitution? Is that? Sorry.
Well, that's what it's saying, and I'm having clicks on my phone. Isn't this fun?
I believe that that's already – isn't it? I'm not a military guy, but haven't we heard before that they've already been swearing an oath to the president and the Constitution, that this is kind of something that's been common for quite a while?
I don't think so.
No, I believe I recall hearing that somewhere.
Well, I know in Germany they swore an oath to the Führer, and as far as I'm concerned, that's a step down that road, and – you know, if that's the case, I hope we will hear something about it within the next year. And it really doesn't matter how long it takes for us to hear about it, because there's nothing we can do about it anyway.
What was your question going to be in regards to it?
I was just going to ask you, what is to be done when somebody swears an oath to defend the Constitution and in 2 weeks turns around, if this is true, and starts acting like a dictator? And starts saying the Constitution doesn't exist. He just swore.
Well, what happened with George Bush? Everybody just went along with it.
Well, that was the question. I wanted to throw that out there.
What happens is most people will just go along to get along like they've been doing, because they don't really seem to, most Americans don't really seem to pay much heed to constitutional issues. They're too busy paying bills and watching television, dancing with the stars, and distracting themselves with things like that. So I would predict virtually nothing will happen. There may be the occasional individual who's paying attention and fed up enough and decides to do something about it, in which case we recommend that if you love liberty that you look into the Free State Project.
Yes, I remember the last time you spoke to me. All right, here's another thing that this guy, I completely forgot about him, and for some odd reason, he popped in my head, and I loved this guy, Jim Traficant.
He was one of the congressmen that actually kind of spoke at least some truth and ended up getting punished for it, right?
What happened was that he got caught up in something that was so ridiculous. They had nothing on him. It just proved how powerful. When the government doesn't want to hear something, then they railroaded him and put him in jail. But I wanted to find out if there's anybody out there that perhaps, maybe somewhere down the road, you guys could maybe touch on this again. I'd like to find out, number one, where he is, how you can contact him. So, the poor guy, I don't know how long he's been in jail, but I remember listening to him years ago when he was a congressman, and I tell you that I stopped in my tracks. I couldn't move when he was talking, because he was talking about the IRS. He was going after the IRS. He was going after all the corruption. He called it like it was.
He called out, didn't he call out the Federal Reserve or something like that?
He called out everybody, because he's a sheriff, and he took his oath very, very seriously, and he did not bend and bow and kowtow to these guys that were in office and stuff. He just spoke truth to power.
I don't know if he always spoke truth. He was a congressman, so I would suggest that a lot of cases he probably didn't. But all that said, you're right. They did go after him, and they did come in and make him pay for coming out and speaking at least some truth. And it's a sad story. As far as how you could get in touch with him, I have no idea. You can probably Google it. Google search as easily as I could, dude.
Yep, and well, just put it out there, too, just so we don't forget the poor guy, because I just watched some of his videos. And he did do some stuff on the IRS, and he brought that up and did some pretty good things that nobody else was really willing to do. And
all right,
you know,
Bob,
so
thank you for the call tonight. Good luck digging up that information. 800-259-9231. Once somebody gets lost in the system, if you don't have somebody paying attention who's on the outside keeping track of them, it can be very difficult to dig them up again. I could see how that could be quite a task.
Yeah.
So if you don't have somebody outside of the system who is caring about you and paying attention to what happens to you, you just become another lost number, like so many people that are currently rotting away in the various different jails and prisons across this country who barely have anybody that has paid attention to their story and to their plight. And it's truly a tragedy. Millions of Americans are behind bars now? Two plus million or something like that?
I can't remember, but it's the largest in the world. In the world, any other nation. I mean, yeah. What else do you need to know?
They're just lost. I mean, yes, mom might still care about them and the occasional friend or two, but most of these people, they have had their lives just ripped out from underneath them, and most of them did not create real crime. They did not harm anybody. They did not create a victim. A lot of people are behind bars for peaceful reasons, and a lot of them are political prisoners with virtually no support on the outside. And I think that's something that needs to change. It's something that is changing here in New Hampshire, where people that are fed up with this situation, whatever it is we're talking about, the government becoming more intrusive and oppressive, are coming here to do something about it. And when one of the activists gets put into a prison cell, we don't forget about them. And when the government targets one of the activists to try to put them in a prison cell, we don't just stand idly by and shrug our shoulders and say, oh, should have obeyed the government, should have obeyed their rules. Oh, that's what you get when you break the rules. No, we're actually going to do something about it. In fact, here in New Hampshire, they are coming after Mike Barsky, who is one of the activists that works behind the scenes on Free Minds TV. And he is just he's an all-around great activist. And he was the guy who put together Freedom Fest, which we talked about a few months ago on the program. It was a little kind of festival thing that went on here in Keene where we do the show. He put it together, did a brilliant job, created a website, Keene Freedom, I think it was keenefreedomfest.com, and really went above and beyond what previous Freedom Fests had been. He was the new organizer of it.
The best.
It was the best so far, no doubt about it. Live music, vendors, and everything.
That Josh Noon band was there, which I really dig.
Yeah, he did a stellar job. And so they're now coming after him for it. They're trying to they served him with papers just the other day, as they had served myself and Toby from Free Minds TV with similar papers. Then they dropped the charges on us because they got a taste of the fact that there was going to be some activism around this, and that we were media personalities, and maybe they figured they could go after somebody else instead. And I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe they think if they just go after Mike Barsky that there's not going to be as much fallout for them. But I would like to assure any of the government people that are listening that we will be paying as much attention to Mike Barsky's situation as we would have paid attention to mine or to Toby's from Free Minds TV. So don't think that just because you're targeting somebody who doesn't have their own television show doesn't mean that you're going to be just having an easy time destroying this man's life.
I plan to certainly be taking a look.
So that's why things are going to be different here, because the people that have it active in their consciousness that something needs to change, that we need to move toward a more voluntary society, a consent-based society, they're all coming to the same place. They're all coming here to New Hampshire. And to deny that something is going to change is really, I think, ignoring reality. When you get enough people together that have similar intentions, it's bound. Something is bound to change.
At the Andrew Carroll protests, I mean, there were 40, 45 people there. The
marijuana protest where he held a piece of marijuana out in his hand?
Correct. And two police officers showed up to arrest him. What if it was 20, 30, 40, all 40 people they're holding cannabis. What would two police officers do with that, especially if the crowd is 200 or 300?
They couldn't do anything.
It's going to get there. It's already, the numbers continue to grow. More people continue showing up to the state. And pretty soon, it's going to overwhelm the government, and they are going to have no clue what to do with these crazy free staters.
Well, you know, all they really have to do is just choose to do the right thing. And
that's
then
right.
it's all over and done with. Then we don't have any problems anymore. So it's up to them. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul, and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
The best way to prepare yourself for the unexpected upheavals that might befall you in the future is to practice everyday courage. What do I mean by that? I don't care what business you're in. There are regular moments when you're going to get butterflies. You're making a big pitch to a new client. You're delivering a report to your boss. You're giving a demonstration of your product to a buyer. Fill in the blank. At that moment, even if you have all the confidence in the world, you know there's a chance you're going to get shot down. If you're not nervous as hell, you're not human. So embrace the butterflies. And when you come out the other side, remember how it felt to be fearful. And remember that you did it anyway. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True, from the aha moment to your first million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, the Free State Project is one of the sponsors of this program. We were just talking about them a few moments ago, and they are also sponsoring the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum. It is the biggest and best Liberty Convention you will attend all year long, at least until the next Liberty Forum in 2010. You can go and get registered at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up. Use our discount code to save yourself 10%. The code is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. There's going to be a lot to do. We're going to be there broadcasting live. I guess we were talking with the organizer, Chris, and we have confirmed that we're going to be there starting Thursday night. So the festivities really start in earnest, or the convention really starts in earnest on Friday, but there's a state house tour, I think, that's going on Thursday, and there's something else. Maybe it's a gun shoot. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But there are a few different activities kind of going on during the day Thursday, and then there's I think there is some sort of meet and greet or nighttime shindig going on Thursday night. We'll be there in the hotel as of Thursday evening, so if you're getting there on Thursday, we'll be able to say hi to you then, and it's going to be an all-weekend-long affair. We'll be there all weekend, Friday,
Saturday.
It's
probably the best time to talk to us is on Thursday evening. There'll be fewer people around.
That's a good point, yeah. So we will be there, and we're hoping to see you there as well. But it's not you don't want to come there just to meet Free Talk Live, because there are some big names that are going to be attending this. I always like to lead with Glenn Jacobs because, well, he's the biggest man I've ever met. And you might know him as WWE's Kane. He's going to be there speaking. He was actually attending last year. This year he will be not only attending but also in a speaking role. Dr. Mary Ruart from Healing Our World. David Berglund, the former Libertarian Party presidential candidate and author of the excellent book Libertarian in One Lesson. He'll be there. Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. Our very own Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty. I say our very own in that Will is a Free State Project member. Actually, Glenn Jacobs is also a Free State Project member. Now, whether Mary Ruart is, I don't, and what else?
He's sort of a mover. He owns a house here.
That's correct. Well, he's kind of a busy man, you know, with the World Wrestling Entertainment traveling around the world. But yes, he does have a house. Dr. Mary Ruart, don't know if she's a Free Stater yet, but we'll have to ask her about that if we get her on the show. And you can expect to hear a number of these people on the air with Free Talk Live, so if you can't make it out to the Liberty Forum, it'll be nonstop coverage here on this program. So looking forward to seeing you there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum is the place to go. And you know what I would love to see is to see some of these government people come out to the Liberty Forum. People like Prosecutor Sergeant Rivera here in Keene, which I'm actually told by you, Sam, that he's apparently going to no longer be the prosecutor soon. But I would love to see some of these government people that are initiating these aggressive acts against some of these liberty activists come out and see exactly what it is they're dealing with. Because I don't believe that the government folk really have quite a grasp, even close to a grasp, on what it is they're dealing with yet. I think that a lot of them believe that, like, at least out here in Keene, where we live, that this is a movement started by Ian Freeman from Free Talk Live, and if they just take care of me and throw me in a prison cell, that'll put a stop to it all. And I don't think that they really get it.
They really have no idea. They're responding in the way that they always have, and they don't really understand that just telling us, you know, go out and change the laws, use the system that's broken, the process that you think is not functioning to fix it. And, I like the idea of inviting these guys out. I think we should have some kind of scholarship to get them to attend and maybe save a bureaucrat foundation.
Save a bureaucrat. I love that idea.
Send them to the Liberty Forum.
Well, it's something to kind of immerse them at least into the experience of this liberty activist group that is the Free State Project. I mean, for those that don't know, the Free State Project is an organization that is dedicated to getting as many liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire and get active as possible. And one of the things that just flummoxes the statists out there, these government guys, Fred Parcells would be one example, and I like Fred. He's a nice guy, but he seems confused by what he would term the lack of leadership in the organization. So Fred is looked at as somebody who spent his entire adult career, from what I can tell, working for government, working in this governmental centralized command and control kind of structure in this realm that he's so familiar with. He's looking for that same structure in the Free State movement. and the liberty activist movement, and he's not seeing it anywhere. And it's confusing to him because he believes that that's what's necessary for things to be...
It won't work otherwise.
To exist.
He wants, like he's mentioned to me several times, and I would, to some extent, I would like to do what he has suggested, which is to whip these free staters into shape and, get them doing the things that I suggest, which likely would be more of a political angle than burning flags and throwing snowballs.
There are plenty of free staters that are doing politics. I'm not sure what you're talking about. You mean outside of Keene.
Right. Well, those would be the only ones that Fred's concerned with.
But that's Fred's world. Right. He thinks that a bunch of all the free staters are anarchists and are completely outside
otherwise.
The system.
He does not think that. He's seeing otherwise. But
he want your show taken off the air?
Well, he's come around that much.
That's true.
In another three years, he'll be out there with you guys burning flags and stuff.
Yes. I don't know about that. But all that said, it is confusing to these status types when they first look at this movement because it doesn't resemble their world at all. And so they think that they can target us with the same old tactics. They think that there are certain people that are leaders in this movement, and it's just not the case. If anything, what we need are just more leaders. We need more people to get out there and start something and start doing things, and that'll really confuse them.
We need trailblazers, people that can come out and find some way to have a really big impact and teach others to do the same. And I think there are a lot of people who really want to help. They just don't know how, what they can do, what the process is, and trying to figure it out is just too big for them. So if we can get people up here who can figure out a path to the grand jury or how to, change politics, I'm sure that's possible somehow, right, Mark?
All you have to do is get elected.
Well, yeah, sure. And we're starting to see that. As more people move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, more of those trailblazers are stepping up, and they are going ahead and they're initiating ideas. Perhaps they had an idea in their head that they'd always wanted to do where they live, but they didn't have any other activists that could get behind them on it, and they needed more people for the idea. They can take that idea and they can make it a reality here. So whether it's in the political realm with an organization like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which does just a brilliant job in the political realm of looking at all the legislation, grading it, whether it's liberty-oriented or not, giving recommendations as far as how to vote liberty-oriented to all the various different representatives, and so much more. And I just barely touched on some of the things that they're doing. They're training people to run for office and things like that. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance would never have been possible down in Florida because there just weren't enough activists.
They go through and they read every bill, don't they?
Every single bill introduced.
Who has time to do that?
Well, tell me a state where that is being done at all.
They needed at least 100 volunteers.
Imagine.
They needed at least 100 people to do that job, and they have it, and they're getting more people.
I'm one of them.
The time,
I personally handle an entire committee, and different people can commit different levels of activism, and that's what I've chosen to commit.
And we're beginning to see more people step out into the realm of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and with each new person that says no, I will not cooperate with you, more are inspired to do the same. And over time, government people are going to realize that they can put Lauren Canario in jail, and they could put Russell Canning in jail, who are two of the more non-cooperative activists up here, but it doesn't stop the non-cooperation. It only encourages more of it. So hopefully they'll learn their lessons eventually, and they'll start doing, as I suggested before, the right thing and leaving peaceful people alone. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now, and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com, or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we go to Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you are on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've got a two-part question for a point to make and then a question
that
goes with it. I want to give you credit, Ian, for making a point last week in a show about government jobs and why, you know, people who are considering moving to New Hampshire, you know, that's what they can do as their part is take these government jobs where they can kind of be behind the scenes, and it's better to have them in place than it is to have somebody that has the, you know, the state or the bureaucrat mentality.
Well, I reluctantly say that, but I do generally agree with that sentiment.
Well, it's certainly a compromise that's going to have to be made over time. You know, it's do you want the guy who advocates freedom, or do you want the guy that advocates, you know, everybody shut up and get in their place?
Yeah, and the fact is, there are people out there who are just simply not willing to let go of government and leave it completely, or that's just too big and scary of a proposition for them. And for somebody that's coming from that place, I'm happy with them being in a bureaucratic position.
Fair enough. But my question to you is, as it concerns, especially as it concerns the government jobs, is you guys rode with the police officer Shane in his car, and he said, you know, his worry more than anything else was the free market, you know, didn't have a viable substitute for him with his time and experience. You know, what are you going to do, you know, in the event as things are becoming more and more successful? What are you looking at for all these people that are in these government jobs? All of a sudden, bam, you know.
Shane was really concerned that, hey, if I leave my job in policing, there is no market alternative out there in existence today. And clearly, whoever starts the first one, chances are the government's going to go after them because they're competing with the monopoly and they like their monopoly power. So his concern is really one of how do we get from here to there? Is that what you're at, kind of your point?
Well, I understand that there are going to be some market alternatives, but you know, for example, you take 100 police officers in a town or a city, just as an example, and those 100 police officers, bam, all of a sudden they don't have a job. Well, let's say 50 of them get hired to do private security, you know, which would be a market alternative. The other 50 are out of a job because there's no need for them. Nobody wants them. Nobody needs them. You know, I'm not saying I want to stay the way it is. I certainly don't. But
well,
it's,
so here's the thing. What would those people be doing otherwise if they weren't in policing? The fact is, if the market only needs 50 police officers, then it only needs 50 police officers. Those extra 50 are being paid by threatening to take people's houses away from them. And who's to say what they're going to go out in the world and create once those jobs, once those 100 police jobs reduce down to 50? What kind of innovations or produce or products or goods or services are people missing out on because they're being paid in a, you know, through this government system, which is an unnatural force on the marketplace?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Well, the same question. The question you have to ask yourself is, what happened to the blacksmiths? Along came the market force of automobiles, and it put the blacksmiths and the farriers out of business, essentially. Not all of them. There's still some blacksmiths. There's still some farriers. But some people had to get out of the blacksmithing and ferrying business, essentially, because it wasn't paying the bills like it did 30 years ago. So I don't know what they did, but they went on and got other jobs.
They went on to create vacuum tubes, which they now
which
don't make
now
anymore.
Now been taken out of the marketplace.
So, yeah, this is
I mean,
the same
each
situation.
Each one of these guys, each one of these cops, and the fact is, you know, when you're dealing with police officers, a lot of them are you know, the kind of guy that's going to, you know, buck up and do what it takes to feed his family. I mean, that's the kind of attitude that they have. And they're going to do what it takes.
A lot of them have other hobbies they could very easily turn into a job.
I know a cop that decided that he didn't like walking up to cars anymore and, you know, in bad neighborhoods and having to deal with people. So he went on and became a UPS man. The cops will be UPS men. How's that?
Or repair cars. I mean, it's the same question you would ask about, well, what about the 30,000 employees of Circuit City? Where are they going to go? What are they going to do? And it's not necessarily going to be an all of a sudden kind of thing, as you had suggested it was going to be.
Yeah, there's the key word right there. That's what I'm looking for. It has to be as slow a transition as possible, or it's going to have repercussions. Take slavery, for example.
Well, now hold on. I don't know if it has to be as slow as possible. I think that what you might see happen is hopefully some sort of alternative policing structure could spring up, and we would have a transition period to where you could have basically the government. Well, let's say the political thing works and the political free staters get involved and they manage to somehow change the system to the point where competition is allowed, the competitors spring up, and then the political guys say, okay, that's it. 6 months from now, we're going to disband the police department.
Oh, sure. There you go off into fantasy land, Ian.
I'm not saying it's going to be that way, but my point is it's not necessarily going to be that tomorrow morning the cops wake up and find out they don't have their jobs.
Right.
Odds are good they're going to have some sort of level of notice that, yes, you are going to lose your job on this date, so you have this amount of time in which to go and figure something else out.
And I'm sure they'll get a nice severance package as well, being government positions.
Any other thoughts, Bill? Have we addressed that?
I'm not just, I want to just, you know, give you props again for, you know, kind of throwing that compromise out there saying, hey, if nothing else, come up here and take these government jobs and at least we'll have people in place that are, you know, more freedom-minded than people that aren't freedom-minded. You know, that's at least a start. So,
you know, I really wouldn't have as much of a problem with the state if it wasn't going around imprisoning my friends or imprisoning peaceful people that aren't necessarily my friends, but people who have not harmed others. If all they were doing was just being inefficient as far as fixing roads and things like that, I mean, I'd still want to increase the efficiency and I'd still want to marketize everything, but I wouldn't be as motivated if they weren't hurting people. Thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate it. If they were just, again, getting back to them doing the right thing, and if the cops all of a sudden only started going after rapists and murderers and arsonists and people that destroy property and hurt others, it'd be hard for me to really give much of a damn about that process.
Yeah, absolutely true. If they were only going after people that harmed other people, it wouldn't make any sense to get on the radio and talk like we do.
No doubt about it.
So if you're in the government and you're concerned about what we do on the air, stop hurting people that haven't hurt anyone else.
Problem solved.
You'll make us irrelevant. You will brush us to the side. We will be footnotes in history.
Like I said,
like Luddites.
Well, there's a situation here in Keene where one of the judges has declared that everyone must stand in his courtroom. Because there's a problem, from his perspective, there's a problem with activists that have been coming in and have stayed seated when they say, all rise, when the judge comes in. It's very obviously very upsetting to him. And I made the suggestion that, well, you know, if you don't want this to happen anymore, all you have to do is just stop hearing cases that don't involve that don't involve a victim.
Of course, you went to jail for 93 days for saying that.
No, it wasn't necessarily. Well, that might have been a factor.
It was a big factor.
But my point still stands, and that would be that if this judge was only hearing cases that involved a victim, the activists would have no reason to even be in his courtroom in the first place. So they're bringing it all upon themselves. It's all about what they are choosing to do. I understand they're upset that we've chosen to come here and get active here, but hey,
had to be somewhere.
You know, tough cookies, guys. We're here and our ranks are growing. And
right. If you didn't have some silly democratic system where people could just walk in and vote, I mean, you wanted the voice of the people being heard, right? Well, here the people are here, and they're sick of your crap.
And they didn't just decide to wear black dresses for no reason at all.
Well, you actually tried to wear some black dresses to go into that courtroom, and they wouldn't let us in. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and now they are preparing to put more of our friends on trial, and so they're only setting themselves up for more disobedience and more non-cooperation and more embarrassment for their system. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get this program on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that sounds valuable to you and you'd like to get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, go and get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, or some of our alternate options. All over at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Jake in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Jake?
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
The government is not your friend.
No kidding.
Listen.
That's, I would say that's a theme of Free Talk Live, but yes, it's very good. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's my theme, and I say it every time I come on your program because I don't think you can repeat that often enough.
You're probably right about that. I mean, repetition is an important part of propaganda, so it's very important.
Repetition is very good, sir. So I have an idea of expanding the federal government. I want your guys' input on this, see what you think of it.
Yeah, please, run it by me. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to create a Department of Government Corruption. And what this department will be totally involved in seeking out government corruption. But here's the catch. Here's the edge on this thing. These people will get a commission for every government official that they find and catch and can prosecute to the full extent of law for government corruption, like Blow Jay in my state here in Illinois.
Where does that money come from to pay the commission?
donations, voluntary donations. I got to watch what I say here. You're all libertarians.
So,
yes, voluntary donations.
So this would be a government agency?
Yeah, you know, that to some extent you've got government accounting office, GAO.
Yes.
You know, so they do that a little bit. I'm not against this. If we're going to have government and it's not going away, and I assume you're talking on a federal level as opposed to anything else, I'm not opposed to it. I'm for it.
I think the problem you're going to run into is that the people that want to ensure they stay safe are just going to donate more than you. So they're going to donate to make sure that the government investigative office does not investigate them.
Yeah, and this really already exists today, and it's the process that any citizen can use the grand jury to go after public officials and bring them up on criminal charges. Now, they've made that very difficult to do, but the possibilities are there, certainly.
I've got another angle here.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. Mark, you can't have a gun, according to federal law.
That's correct.
Why can't your wife have a gun?
Well, this is one of the ways that the government, you know, they pass laws that have unintended consequences and they hurt people. My wife can have a gun. However, that gun, I cannot have active possession of that gun, which means that if I can't be in the same room with the weapon, I couldn't
be. Unless it's locked up, right?
Well, if the weapon was locked up, it would have to have a trigger guard or be in a locked drawer or something like that. Then I could be in the same room. I could be in the same room if she was between me and the weapon and it wasn't locked up. But if we were in the same room and I happened to, for whatever reason, walk closer to the weapon than she happened to be, then I'd be in active possession.
What if she puts the key down somewhere else?
Active possession is a one-step process, not a two-step process.
So even if the key is on top of the drawer where the gun is?
Correct. Then I do not have active possession.
Interesting.
That sounds very complicated.
Yes,
it is. It's absolutely complicated.
Well, it's absurd. The whole thing is absurd. Look, yes. you spent your time. You served the time. You paid the price. There's no reason why you shouldn't have a weapon to protect yourself and your family.
Absolutely true. And
yes, but you're using logic, sir.
The laws that they passed really only keep ex-convicts like me, ones that want to stay out of jail and fly right. Those only affect me.
Yep.
The convicts out there that don't care about that stuff, they're getting guns. They're buying them out of newspaper. They're buying them from drug dealers or wherever, back alleys. I don't know how they get a hold of the weapons, but they're buying them in whatever manner they want, and they're possessing them. They don't care about the law because they're the bad ex-cons. So this is a law that only disarms good ex-convicts, ones that are trying to take care of their families and fly right.
It's pretty
sad. Is why we do not need the federal government. We don't need the federal government in our lives passing these stupid, idiotic laws.
Well, now this is also a state law thing, isn't it? Or are the states doing this at the behest of the feds?
It's the behest of the feds.
Really? Is that true?
Yes.
Well, do you know what?
Yes, it's a federal law.
Okay.
Yes, it is a federal law.
I did not
realize
that.
Many of the states have similar laws. In New Hampshire, we have one of the most restrictive laws in the nation regarding...
you can't even have a crossbow or whatever, right?
You could have a crossbow if you could prove that you used it as a hunting device.
I see.
Or a target practicing device. But that was only recently ruled on by a judge in the state. And, you can't have a deadly weapon. But if you have something that is a deadly weapon and it was used for... something primarily other than home protection. I can't have a primarily home protection device, including like tasers and stuff.
Thank you, Jake, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I have some for you.
Okay.
I have some for you, Ian, because I know you are concerned about your grammar because you're a professional broadcaster. So
that
I have something that will put you head and shoulders above everyone else.
Okay, please.
Okay. Everyone else says the reason is because, okay? The correct way to say that, the standard English version is the reason is that. Now, everyone else in the broadcast media says the reason is because, which is colloquial, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you started saying the reason is that, you'd be one step ahead of everyone else because no one else says that, and it's the correct form.
So the reason is that.
Yes.
Very
yes,
good, sir. I appreciate that. I guess I probably will need reminding on that because normally
one for
I don't absorb them
this
immediately.
This one irks me, and I don't ever tell anyone this because, A, I'm in the minority on it, but it's often as opposed to often. Yes. You don't soften your clothes. You, therefore, don't do things in an often manner. You can do things oft, but you don't do them often. It's often.
It's often.
I'm sorry. It's French. Oui?
Got it. Hey, thanks, Jake, for the call. Always appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to dial in here, sneak in your thoughts, even in these remaining moments. Hey, let's get to a little bit of hate mail here. This one from Bella Truth. They don't get anti-Free Talk Live emails very often, so we'll share them with you. Regarding your show recently on the 24th, I'm not surprised that you both tend to sound like atheists, which neither of us, actually none of us in this room are atheists. She or he says, it really shows when many of the points you make, especially one of you, are often spoken out of both sides of your mouth. Now, I'm not really sure which one of you this person is referring to in this email, so you try to figure it out. One of you has a little more sense than the other, however.
That's me.
I have to give kudos to the one of you who takes on the tedious job of correcting the other when he becomes childishly angry.
That's me.
Cuts off the you get angry on this show a lot.
Shut up.
Cuts off the collar and starts a verbal on-air across-the-board assault on callers whose points he doesn't comprehend or agree with. If it weren't for you, the one with a little more sense, I don't know your name, this show would border on torture without apology for the callers. On the bright side, that leaves a lot of room for you two to improve on your listening skills and your manners. But this only works if it actually becomes one of your goals. And I'd like to point out that, you know, I'm not the best at listening, but I do make an active effort to listen. You'll hear it when I recap what people are saying on the air. If somebody goes through a spiel and I put it in my own words.
Often people will say that you're not listening if you don't agree.
That's really what this is coming from, Mark. I'm pointing out that we make an effort on this show to actually listen to the callers. We don't just throw them away like tissues and let them, you know, get 10 words out and then talk right over top of them.
See, this is where the confusion comes in. If it's some other, you have to judge Free Talk Live not based on, you know, how successful you were at convincing us of your little project that you're calling in about, because likely you're not. We're pretty ideological, and we're not going to be moved. But compare it to other radio shows and how much time you get to talk to tens of thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands of individuals on our show versus some other show. We're going to keep you on a lot longer. Now, maybe you won't get to give a symposium, and maybe, you know, at some point we're going to step down and say, whoa, 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 what you're saying is either A, not true, or I have a question. So, you know, these are the things that can often confuse people that think that they can call in, give a symposium, have us, you know, pat them on the back and tell them they're great, and then off they go. No, no, not that show.
This individual actually ends up complaining because we cut somebody off who used the F word, but we'll have to get to the remainder of this hate email tomorrow night because, yes, it did come from somebody, Mark, who disagrees with us, as you guessed correctly.
I sent him something back and never got a response.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I sent him a nice little letter, and he didn't respond.
All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
We are back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and join Sam on his website, obscuredtruth.com. We'll see you tomorrow, again, at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.